afternoon and welcome to another edition of Let Loud right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, I'll be your host this afternoon, a.k.a. Money Run. And with me in studio is the man, Levi Chin, a.k.a. The Traveler. Iowa is on the beach chilling out. Yes, he deserves it. He works out every day. He deserves it. Big up yourself, Rockin. Save 2 pita for me. I'm coming after work. Anyway, of course, we just want to remind you that Let Loud is rated E for everyone. So when you are calling for your opinions, please keep it PG-13. Yes, PG-13. I know sometimes we get a little bit emotional about our contributions. So please just try to make sure that you remember that there are young people and impressionable people listening. This afternoon, a very interesting Ledla.
Wow.
It's a bit different from our regular Ledlas, but that's how I like it. We'll read it twice. And then after we do that, we're going to be opening up the phone lines 452-3046. That is 452-3046. 724-0008 on the WhatsApp platform. Let's make it happen this afternoon. And the Ledla reads, "For months, he was after me. He wants to take me out. And I figure I'm going to go with him. But we are going to go to a friend's birthday party. Letla, I don't know what happened. We went to the party. He drove well. Everything was okay. But in no time, the boy was drunk. Imagine, my friend's mom lit the candles on her cake. The DJ stopped the music while everyone sang happy birthday to you and waited while she blew out the candles. 30 candles. She was having difficulty in blowing out the candles, so he decided to help the girl by blowing out all the candles. What? And you know the boy spits all over the cake. He was chewing gum and it flew out of his mouth.
Oh, God.
People were laughing, but my friend was not happy. So she pushed him with her elbow and he fell. Imagine, we got there minutes to 10 p.m. and it was almost midnight and the boy was charged and drunk. I had to make two friends of mine help him and they gave us a ride. One drove his car, dropped him home, parked his car by his house. He was quarreling the entire way to his home. The following day, he came to my house and he could not remember anything. He apologized. He even wanted to go to my friend's house to apologize to her. But I had spoken to her earlier, and she was not happy. So he called my friend and tried to apologize after I had warned him, and she didn't speak to him. What is he trying to show? Is this all a show? Why would a man ruin his chances like that? He said to me he was nervous and was drinking to calm his nerves. Is he just giving me more crap? Could that be true? Can anything good come out of a relationship with this guy? Do you guys think he's really sorry? I'm going to read it one more time, then we're going to open up the phone lines 452-3046. And it says, "For months he was after me. He wants to take me out and I figure I'm going to go with him, but we are going to go to a friend's birthday party. Letla, I don't know what happened. We went to the party. He drove well. Everything was okay. But in no time, the boy was drunk. Imagine, my friend's mom lit the candles on her cake. The DJ stopped the music while everyone sang happy birthday." Sing happy birthday, Levi.
I don't mind it.
"And he waited while she blew out the candles. 30 candles. She was having difficulty in blowing out all the candles, so he decided to help the girl by blowing out the candles, and the boy spit all over the cake. He was chewing gum, and it flew out of his mouth. People were laughing, but my friend was not happy, so she pushed him with her elbow, and he fell. Imagine, we got there minutes to 10 p.m. when it was almost midnight. The boy was charged. He was drunk. I had to make two friends of mine help him, and they gave us a ride home. One drove his car, dropped him home, parked his car by his house. He was quarreling the entire way to his home. The following day, he came to my house, and he could not remember anything. He apologized. He even wanted to go to my friend's house to apologize to her. But I had spoken to her earlier, and she was not happy. So he called my friend and tried to apologize after I warned him, and she didn't speak to him. What is he trying to do? Is this all a show? Why would a man ruin his chances like that? He said to me he was nervous and was drinking to calm his nerves. Is he just giving me more crap? Could this be true? Can anything good come out of a relationship with this guy? Do you guys think that he is really sorry? That's the Let Loud this afternoon. We're going to open up the phone lines right now, 452-3046. Yes, 452-3046. Call us up with your opinion. Like I said, this Let Loud is very very different from the usual Let Louds. It's a totally different spin on how things are.
I know a lot of people use alcohol to come in.
Why is that, though? It's so sad.
I mean, a lot of people say that helps them. They feel nervous or they feel a little shy. The alcohol in this system will help them, but what?
But imagine that. That's the first time you're going out and you're allowing yourself to get inebriated so much to the point where you're doing such nonsense or a puppy show with yourself.
The question would be to the ladies. Can anything good come out of this relationship with this guy?
452-3046, that is the number to call. Can anything good come out of this relationship? On your first time out after being begging this woman for so long, you finally decide to give him a chance and you go and quash all of the people on cake. Imagine that. It must be one big dirty gloss again, Levi. Imagine, because you know he's singing and your whole chewing gum. Let me tell you, that is so disgusting.
Do you think that he is really sorry? That is the question too.
Let's find out. And don't forget, we our first time callers, we want you to identify. Good afternoon. Okay, we lost that caller. But don't give it. 452-3046. That is the number to call us up in the studio. Don't be shy. We don't bite.
Because you know what's amazing. I feel from the whole letla, she is actually interested in the guy. I get that feeling that she's really interested in the guy. It's just the fact that he did this. So the question is to the ladies out there. Would you? Okay, we have a caller?
Yeah, we go to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Yeah, first time caller.
Yeah, make up yourself. Good afternoon.
All right. So, yes, it's all factual that people do use alcohol to calm their nerves. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that's the smartest substance to calm down on. Nah, that's probably not a wise decision. But, you know, I try to put listening to the letter. I'm putting myself in homie's shoes there. Did he say it was a first time date?
It was a first time date.
First time. So, yeah, so you're on a date, you know, presumably with the woman of your dreams, and she takes you somewhere where all her relatives and friends are. So the pressure is on for you to make a good impression. You're like, boy, I got mother there, sister there, look up there. You know, the best friends, they're the ones to give the stamp of approval.
And he's being nice, you know, just trying to assist in the candle blowing, that kind of...
I think that, well, yeah, but I suspect the alcohol was already in the boy blood. And yeah, that's you know, reading that letter or listening to the letter, it sounds like a movie. That's the stuff you hear in them American Pie comedies, them kind of thing, you know? So yeah, homie obviously made a bad decision, or he had too much to drink, so and he was far from calm, less than calm, you know, he was charged opposite effect. So that's a lesson there. Alcohol is not the substance of choice. Try something else.
What would you suggest?
But the attempts to make an apology to apologize to not just this date but the family. I think it was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think homie was at least being sincere about it. He realized he messed up, he effed up, and he made an attempt to try and at least apologize. So I think he can get some credit for that. Whether or not she should see him again, that's entirely up to her. Or if she does, give him water. You know? Don't go nowhere that's serving alcohol. How about that?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Really, straight to the point take. I really appreciated that. Thank you so much for calling. 452-3046. The lines are open. And it's just very sad that we rely on substances to change our mood or to give us courage, liquid courage, so to say, which is not necessarily the best thing because you are bringing out somebody. Although they say that alcohol brings out your true nature, they say a drunk man tells no lies. Apparently, but I mean, on a first date, you usually want to be on your best behavior, but one can look at the positive in this and say, listen, at least she knows what she's getting herself into. But before you make that opinion, let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Yes, good afternoon. First time caller.
Oh, wow. Very good. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Yes, Ronnie, I believe the seller, he is telling the truth.
Okay.
Right. Because rum do bring calm down your nerves, you know.
Is that so, Colin?
Yes.
Okay.
I can tell you that because a couple of years ago I went for my driver's license and everybody going
Cola.
And they're coming back. They fail.
I'm afraid of the direction you're going.
I went by the market, I took two shots of chairman and I came back. And I was the only person who passed my exam because my nerves was calm by the rum.
What? I would like to listen, the young people listening, this is not necessarily the best way to go pass your driving exam.
Yes, but I'm just telling you, it calms down your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I believe he's speaking the truth. So the girl has to at least give him a chance again.
Well, she doesn't have to call her, but you would like that, you suggest that she gives him a chance. But she doesn't have to. I mean, because, Kola, what if you went out with the girl for the first time and she got drunk and she vomited all over your brand new Jordans or your brand new Gucci shoes that you just bought? How would you feel? Would you give her a second chance?
You never know. Sometimes that's the person for you. So you give her a second chance.
But, Kola, don't you find something a little strange? I'm going to twist things a bit. But let's go deeper in the letter.
Yes.
Why would you bring a guy on the first date?
Good question.
To a function. That type of function.
I know why. I'll answer you in a bit, but I want to hear this caller's opinion.
What do you believe?
Okay. You know what?
Uh-huh.
The guy, like I was telling you, the guy is nervous.
Mm-hmm.
He's been wanting that girl for long.
Right.
So when the girl answered him yes, she will go with him. He's like, yeah, that's his only chance, and he let him try and see what he can do about it. But he messed up himself. He messed up himself. So it's up to the girl right now, it's up to her right now to sit down and think about it. And if not, give him a chance or just call it judge.
All right.
Tell him, forget about it.
All right. Call him?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. First time caller, second one for the afternoon.
I'm going to be honest. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
I'm going to be very honest. Mm-hmm. I would be nervous. First date, it would be a birthday party, a birthday celebration. First date.
I'll explain.
Wow.
Okay. We lost that caller, 4523046. Now,
but Ronnie, come on.
It was a very smart move. Because it was a very smart move. Our first date, I want to see how you interact with my...
What?
Let me see how you interact with my close friends.
Wow.
It's a safe environment.
Ronnie, not that bar.
It's a good thing.
Wow.
Good afternoon. Go ahead with your opinion.
Can I see you?
Hey. Oh, boy. Let's call in. Yeah, the guy's calling. Let's go call her.
Irish, so, of course, scientifically, alcohol is a depressant. It's
exactly
right.
It's a new suppressant. Of course, it would calm you down, but then it works opposite. The more you drink of it, because it numbs your nerves so much that you cannot remember what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
It actually helps to produce more serotonin, I think. So it relaxes you to a point that your brain just disconnects.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that besides the point, right? That thing Ron said. I think Ronnie will agree with me on that. She took him there because she likes him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She wanted the approval of these people that she finds close enough to her. Troubling. And she's probably thinking, that's how you know me, right? Let me see how this goes.
Right.
So I will bring him around a safety.
Right.
For me, and a place where then people can actually look at him and analyze him without me asking them to analyze him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that is what I think. That is only my opinion. More opinion. I know very much. Ask your question, you will give me.
All right. Thank you. I agree with this caller, but before we can make a stress on that point, let's go back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. What's the bar?
Good afternoon. My fellas are calling this afternoon, boy. Yes, sir. Fellas, boy. Yeah, defend the partner, man. Defend him.
Right. I actually am going to defend him. I mean, all of us can relate to some point or degree, especially as guys. Because I personally have been in a situation where I have drunk alcohol before I went to a job interview. You understand? I'm not saying to but trust me, my friends, I was extremely nervous.
Caller, did you get the job?
No, I didn't. No. And I have a friend of mine, the same thing. Yeah, he's a public figure. I'll not mention names, but he's a public
figure. Don't mention his name.
He normally, ever so often, before he goes on a platform, he takes his little shot now and then. So I think all of us can relate, especially when we are butterflies or we have to meet somebody. Mm-hmm. What I suspect if my partner is that, they'd probably put that girl on a pedestal, Gus.
Yeah.
He gave her too much. I try to look for the right choice of words, but he put her on a pedestal and he ended up in a situation maybe like you said, he had to go and meet the mother, the friend, the sister, man, I guess the whole family, and probably maybe she's one of those high echelon kind of people. Mm-hmm. You just never know. Mm-hmm. So partner, just drink a couple. I probably would have done it too. I mean, because if you think about it, you go to a party, you're setting yourself up, you know, you're putting yourself in that right frame of mind, where when you go there, you're in party mood. But apparently, panic and is alcohol, maybe drunk 20 cans. I don't know if that's all he did. But
let me tell you, how much you have to drink to get from 10 to 12? That's 2 hours. Let me tell you, in 2 hours, I drink it so much, I still don't even feel it.
Yeah.
So, mid-soft. I drink it a whole bottle of Henny in that 2 hours, and I feel it no way.
But at the end of the day, how long are you at a party? By that time, your body will have enough time to kind of catch itself. Maybe drink a couple of shots if you're an experienced drinker. So I suspect maybe there's a young banner that really
the rookie. They might never drink.
Yeah, maybe they drink, guys.
So the question is, caller, do you believe that he still stands a chance with her all this?
I do. Let me be straight with you. Based on the way, there's the fact that a girl regardless, I don't think so. I think it's a big issue to her. Yeah, because if it's not an issue, she'll just talk it out with him. She'll try and figure out the situation. Mm. I think it's a situation where she give it a try. She's not really into him, but she's into him, kind of so. So that was a determining factor. And if I were her and she wants to, and if she's really considering it, she could find out from friends and his family, whatever, alcoholic. Yeah, one of them situations. It's easy to know because all of us know each other. So she's small, she would know.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I personally believe that girl wasn't into him as much as he was into her, and the whole point of writing a letter based on a situation like that, because a lot of people relate to that situation where you have a partner or girlfriend or somebody that. So, and we know our culture in Indonesia. So, there's a fact that she wrote a letter. If I was him, I would just accept the fact that she doesn't want me, you know?
All right. Thank you so much for your opinion, caller. I really appreciate that. Levi, and of course, there's two. Before we finish at 4:30, I'll make a very definitive stance on this letter. Mm-hmm. But for now, I'm on the fence. Let me tell you why. She is right because, St. Lucia, there is a serious problem of alcoholism. It's rampant throughout our society, and that could lead to some serious other issues. You get drunk, you hit me. You get drunk, you disrespect me. You get drunk, you go have sex with somebody and you blame it on the alcohol. So, I mean, she is right for protecting her own personal interests. Maybe she's had experience with alcoholism in the past. Maybe her father was an alcoholic. Maybe her uncle was an alcoholic or somebody that she knew was an alcoholic and they saw how that person could have been verbally or physically abusive towards somebody. So, mm-hmm. you know, because
and
of
there,
that...
There's a part in the letter where he said, he quarreled entire way to his
own. Exactly. So maybe these things probably triggered some red flags in her head based on her experience or experiences she may have heard from other people. So we have to understand why she could be a bit reserved or, you know, about giving him another chance.
But funny, it's amazing, Ronnie. I know you've been paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Guys alone call.
The guys have been calling.
They've been calling.
The guys have been calling.
So that sounds like a very familiar or something. That
somebody. I think what it is a situation that a lot of guys can relate to. Mm-hmm. I think the last caller was alluding to the fact that listen, it is possible that this guy had this girl on a high pedestal. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were from two different social backgrounds. Mm-hmm. She was probably from the upper echelon. He was from just a basic middle class. And, you know, having to mingle with somebody of high society standards, it was just a bit nerve-wracking for him. So he's like, oh boy, I don't know if I can live up to these people's standards. Then people eating pizza with a knife and fork, I eating pizza with my hand. You know, all these kind of things come into play and you have to wonder, was this the reason why this guy felt so insecure about going on her first date? Hmm. Now, another thing that we have to, before we do that, let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. Hey, our first lady.
Yes.
Wow.
I think that's red flag right there.
Mm-hmm. Explain why.
Because it just goes to show that he has no self-control. Now, whenever, I've never seen anybody drink alcohol and get drunk and probably be extra horny or, you know, being extra loving. It's always violent. They're extra loud. They're quarreling. They're fighting. They're heating. Mm-hmm. I think that's a red flag for her right there.
All right. Very, very good. Very good point. Thank you so much for calling, lady. I should have asked her, would she have given her a second chance? But it really shows you, it makes you want to ask questions like, why is alcohol even legal? Because if alcohol causes so many negative reactions, like she said, when you consume large amounts of alcohol, the likelihood of your libido being stimulated to the extent that you want that extra zoom, 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 is very rare. However, there are other substances which are illegal that, you know, create that kind of vibe, create that kind of mood, but it's illegal.
Hmm.
It makes, you know, all these questions come into play. We kind of shit a bit from the little a little bit, but all these things wonder, like, why is alcohol allowed to be so easily available and other substances which actually helps you and calm you down is not? But that stuff is a whole conversation, Levi, on its own, and we're going to leave that alone. Thank you so much.
I see we've been getting a lot of messages while reading the letter again. So.
Yeah, I think at 4 o'clock, we'll at 4, because we get a lot of messages asking us to reread the letter again. So at 4 o'clock, we will do this. But another red flag why this woman might not give this guy another chance is because if you have to rely on a substance to give your confidence, what does that say about you personally? What does that say about your character, your lack of self-esteem? All these things come into play. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. That man already, you know, that man already made a mistake. Didn't tell because, I mean, you're going out with somebody at a party and you know so much, you're drinking. You don't embarrass everybody already in the party. You spit and the kick and all of that. And, you know, alcohol is a disaster.
Yes, it is.
Everybody knows that is a disaster. So, you know, I don't tell what a woman, if she had to step away from that relationship, but it's not a good sign at all because alcohol is already there. You understand? What if he was dancing with the girl? And he left the girl for a minute, he went and pee, do something, and he find a woman was dancing with somebody else again, and he already drunk. What would have happened there?
That's very interesting.
You have to withdraw. As a man, I don't like that at all.
Very good point.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, God. That is a very good point. And again, because we've been stressing on the matter of fact that alcohol just brings out a rage in people, and it doesn't necessarily calm you down. It does the total reverse. Caller was going all scientific about serotonin. All these kind of scientific terms, which is so true. I mean, we have to come to a point in our lives where we stop depending on alcohol to take away our sorrow, to boost our confidence, and relying on our own ability. We need to understand that it is all in you. Whatever you want to do, you just have to bring it up and say, this is what I'm going to do, and just do it. A lot of times we need to also stop allowing ourselves to go into this part of dependency on alcohol to take away our issues. This needs to stop. We'll continue a little bit more about that. Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
I agree. You know, alcohol is a disease. You know,
again,
it's incurable.
True.
It can be arrested, but it cannot be cured. You understand? And I know it. And this is what destroyed our young people in the world.
Yeah.
You understand? Last year alone, America spent $8 billion and $600 million in alcohol only.
Wow.
And alcohol is a destroyer, my brother. It's a really, really destroyer. You understand? That's why we have that disaster in the world. Alcohol has to take over. Not the drugs is there, you know, but the alcohol has to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl should just refrain from that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, caller. I mean, this guy seems very passionate about that. Yeah. I can understand why, because even in our own society, we could see the negative effects of alcohol that alcohol has played on our society. So again, lady, if you're listening, like I said, I'm on the fence, but by before the end of the letla this afternoon, I could come to a more conclusive and definitive point of view and give her advice from that perspective. Very interesting letla this afternoon. We have, what, 3 minutes? It's actually just about 4 o'clock. Let me play a little commercials, Levi. When we come back, we're going to continue with Letla right here on Radio Caribbean International.
She speaks.
At RCI, we recognize the importance of creating a platform to focus on women and highlight their achievements with the aim of inspiring all members of society.
She speaks. Aired every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. only on RCI. As we continue to celebrate with you during this festive season, Radio Caribbean International would like to say a huge thanks to our special partners.
Thank you, far too kind.
Who have so kindly supported the Christmas Countdown. Diamonds International, East Winds Resort, Citizens Jewelry, Inco Tools, Calabash Cove, Belju Hotel, Amici Restaurant, Tikai Resort, Domino's Pizza, Rituals Coffee House, Hardest Hard, Hang Ten, Subway, Bosun's Restaurant, CIBC, Eugenie's Delight, SGD Engineering, St. Lucia Hospitality Industry Workers Credit Cooperative Society Limited, SMJ Beverages, Touch Therapies, Automotive Art, Lumnat Distributors Limited, Total Auto,
SR Mascot Events and Services, IS Closet, Paris Paints, Dr. Freezer, SHA Computers, Windjammer Landing Beach Resort and Spa, Anthony's Jewelry, Digicel, The Concept Factory, American Home Decor, Diamond Girl, Cream and Bean, Flow, Easy Management Limited, Shelly Belly, Ramco Chowmin,
Farron's Food Products Limited, and Unicomer Limited. You are special to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
And here's to a very Merry Christmas and a bright and prosperous New Year.
Rennick & Company Construction Warehouse stocks a wide variety of products for your building needs. Now available, ceiling tiles and drywall, fat boy septic tanks, nails, doors, hurricane ties, admixtures, curing compounds, epoxy coatings, fiber boards, pavers, vent blocks, laminate, and much more. Ask about our special pricing on nails and concrete pavers. Available while stocks last. Come down to our construction warehouse at Vidbute or call 455-8054 for more information. Rennick & Company Limited, shopping the world for you.
Diamonds International welcomes you to our world this Christmas season. Come down to our stores located at Point Serafin, La Place Carénage, and the Windjammer Landing Resort. Find out more about our layaway program and get your Christmas gifts early this year. With a wide range of brands like Bulgari, Hublot, Sapphic, Lima, and Crown of Light, special discounts are available from 20 to 70% off throughout the store. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to participate in our giveaways. Find something for that special someone this Christmas, shopping at Diamonds International.
We present to you Youth Unplugged. Youth Unplugged is a program designed to provide a platform for all young people who have achieved or are achieving success socially, economically, academically, in business, in music, as an entrepreneur, and yes, in just simply defying the odds, to share the experience with all of St. Lucia and the world. Their stories are theirs to tell, and RCI has created this platform of influence so that their voices can be heard. Youth Unplugged, every Thursday, 3 p.m. on RCI, the station that cares about the youth.
Welcome back to Radio Caribbean International. Letla, yes, thank you so much for participating. For those of you who have called us so far, I really appreciate it. To all my guys calling, yes, it seems like the guys are really understanding and good, kind of agree to this letla. Not agree is what I would say, but kind of understand where the guy is coming from. I'll read the letter one more time for those of you who are just joining us. For months he was after me. He wants to take me out. And I figure I'm going to go with him, but we are going to go to a friend's birthday party. Letla, I did not know what happened. We went to the party. He drove and everything was okay. But in no time, the boy was drunk. Imagine, my friend's mom lit the candles on her cake. The DJ stopped the music while everyone sang happy birthday and waited while she blew out the 30 candles. She was having difficulty in blowing out all the candles, and he decided to help the girl by blowing out the candles, and the boy spit all over the cake. He was chewing gum and it flew out of his mouth. People were laughing, but my friend was not happy, so she pushed him with her elbow and he fell. Imagine, we got there 3 minutes to 10 p.m. When it was almost midnight, the boy was charged, drunk. I had to make two friends of mine help me, and they gave us a ride. One drove his car, dropped him home, parked his car by his house. He was quarreling the entire way to his home. The following day, he came to my house and he could not remember anything. He apologized. He even wanted to go to my friend's house to apologize to her. But I had spoken to her earlier and she was not happy. So he called my friend and tried to apologize. After I warned him, he did not want to speak to him. What is he trying to do? Is this all a show? Why would a man ruin his chances like that? He said to me he was nervous and was drinking to calm his nerves. Is he just giving me more crap? Could that be true? Can anything good come out of a relationship with this guy? Do you think that he is really sorry? Those are the questions being asked this afternoon on Letla 4523046. The phone lines are open. And of course, as those of you on our Facebook platform, thank you for adding your contributions and 724-0008 on our WhatsApp platform. We really appreciate you guys. We were discussing before we went to the break on how alcohol can be very detrimental to one. But before we continue, let's go back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. That is a very interesting letter you have there today.
Yes, it is.
The thing that I'm going to shoot out to you this afternoon is, if someone shows you who they are, believe them. Now, the situation of this gentleman is that what alcohol does is that it removes your inhibition.
Yes.
So, this gentleman, what I'm seeing from him is that he was able to do what he did not have the balls, or what he does not have the balls to do under normal circumstances.
For heaven's sake,
if he has already shown you that this is the kind of person that he can be under any influence, especially the influence of alcohol, and life is such that it throws you many curveballs. So every situation where he's nervous, or every situation where he's unsure of himself, he's going to have some kind of stimulant to have him to behave the way that he expects or the way that he wants to behave, that is not just a red flag. That is like a fiery flag, and she can befriend him, but as a partner long term, I would say no, girl, this is not for you.
Caller, I mean, very valid points, and of course, I can't disagree with you in any way, form, or fashion. But do you think that it is possible that he probably was that nervous, and it was really a circumstance where even probably it could have been a first-time thing? It's not a norm for him to consume any substance to kind of, bring out himself or give him an extra boost of confidence. Is it possible that it was just a one-time thing?
I mean, it is possible, but then why resort to that substance? Why not take, some kind of maybe a sedative or something like that? No. Why this one? Because in my mind, he probably knows that, okay, this is going to probably make me feel more calm or more relaxed or whatever. Maybe it has happened to him before, hence the reason why he knows that he can resort to that alternative again. But I mean, if it is his first time, that is a real stupid thing to do.
Now, Kuala, let me ask you these questions. These are coming directly from our letter writer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to ask him. She asks, is all this just a show? What do you think to that?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Okay. And another question she asks, why would a man ruin his chances just like that?
Again, I do not think that he went with the intention to ruin it.
Yeah.
He was really nervous about this. He was looking forward to it. He was excited about it. I don't think his intention was to ruin it. It happened that under the influence of the alcohol, that he could not control his behavior.
Right.
But I do not think, in all honesty, that he left his house with the intention of making a fool out of himself.
Do you think anything could come out of this relationship?
See, I'm putting myself in her shoes.
Yeah,
I'd
definitely
say no.
Do that.
I'd say no. Mm-mm.
No.
Not what you see in society. Not all of the information that's available to us right now via the internet on what can come out of it. Families. I mean, just broken homes, broken dreams, broken everything. You know, I would not deliberately walk into a situation like that. If it were that I'm already with the person, maybe we have children, maybe it's a relationship like a marriage or something, I'm not easy to walk out of it, then I would stick with it and try to work with it. I am not going into this to have to work on you a project like that. No, that is too difficult.
Caller, thank you very much.
Wow.
Nothing else to say.
Welcome.
All right, great. I like what the ladies.
It's amazing what she said. A project.
Yeah, but
yes.
But sometimes I should have stressed on that a little bit.
Project.
Sometimes
yes. You
get a project, and that project turns out to be exactly what you needed, huh? Because you can mold that project into exactly who you need that person to be for you.
Bring
out that person. Because you know, sometimes there are so many people in society right now who are dealing with the disease of alcoholism. All they need is the right person,
right,
willing to take that person and bring them out of the gutter. There are so many talented people. The next multi-billionaire could be on the road, but we're so caught up. Everybody wants to get Mr. Perfect right now. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants Mr. Perfect, the one that has all the money right now, but nobody is willing to work and find that potential with somebody and say, you know what, that person has potential. I'm going to love him for who he is.
Or is that person has, okay, we understand that this person has a drinking problem. We're going to stay this person and try to help them out.
Yeah, man.
I haven't heard anybody reach along that line, though.
But people don't want that.
We live
in a Nes Cafe world. To buy instant. We want it now. We don't want to work for it. We want to be millionaires now. We don't want to wait.
Good twist. So I guess you'll begin causing this.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Gentlemen, it's me again. I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling. I'm glad you called. We could stress on that project part.
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Right.
Unless I am a psychotherapist or someone who is professionally trained in addiction, I am not going to take on that project. I can take on a man who dresses sloppily. I can take on a man whose breath stinks and who has perspiration issues. These are the things I can work on. I can take on a man who, you know, he doesn't have self-confidence. I can even take on a man who, you know, I don't know, doesn't know how to love.
Right.
Addictions? No. That is for a professional. And you, the woman or the man who's trying to change somebody who behaves differently under the influence of something, I promise you, the frustration will set in. And at the end of the day, both of you would be way more unhappy than if you went your separate ways. I can promise you that.
Caller, I have nothing to say.
Thank you so much for calling us back, caller.
I have nothing to say again.
Thank you so much for calling us back.
Do you agree? I mean, do you see where I'm coming from?
Caller, I mean, there are reasons why I don't necessarily agree with you, because somebody could be facing an alcoholic problem and it could not necessarily be an addiction. Is that because some people, it's not that they drink alcohol because they can't live without alcohol, because there are people who cannot, they have to have a drink. However, there are some people like this guy, he uses it to boost his confidence. And there are some people who drink alcohol to just escape and get away from, you know, their issues. You understand? And now somebody can come in and say, listen, you need to start dealing with your issues. You don't need to consume alcohol consistently. You understand? So that's
I'm
why
telling
I,
you, listen, these things are usually progressive. And he may start like that. But then as life begins to throw you those curveballs, and especially, okay, they're into the relationship. The relationship is becoming matured. And maybe, you know, things you have different phases in relationships. And things are not exactly how you'd like for it to be right now. You begin to turn to other things Whereas maybe communication would be the best thing for you. But maybe in the relationship, maybe the woman is the one maybe making more money, or maybe you, because maybe she's from the higher echelon, like you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then self-esteem issues, then self-doubt, things begin to creep in. Let me tell you, this gentleman, again, will resort to what he did recreationally. He's going to now turn to it. And I don't know if you guys are understanding, there's a bigger picture to this. The fact that he's already resorting to stuff like that for something where he feels so nervous and whatever, I'm going to try that. It means when bigger things come, when more troubling things come, he's going to turn to something like that or even stronger.
And as much as I agree with what you say, right, I honestly do believe that people do change, and some people make that extreme effort, especially if they realize how much harm they have caused in the past and how much they've damaged their own personal lives. I do think people can make that decision to say, listen, I refuse to go down that route again.
But running me as Aaron, but what the caller is saying, it just won't be her.
Exactly.
Right, caller?
Yeah.
That's it.
You're right.
Change for yourself. You make the change.
Exactly.
And then when I've seen you change, then you come to me. Because if the change is going to be for me, when I disappoint you.
Okay. We could agree. We could agree 100% on that, caller.
Right.
We're on the same page now, caller.
Okay.
All the best.
Thank you. Hey, what are you doing for Christmas? What are you doing for Christmas, though?
Oh, I'm not sure yet. I plan to just relax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Relax, my girl. And don't drink too much.
No, I won't. Thank you.
All right, cool. We have a caller calling from WhatsApp. We usually have issues getting to WhatsApp. Let me see if it's going to work this afternoon.
Let's try.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Ronnie. Wow. Good afternoon.
Wow. Hi, good afternoon. What's up?
I'm happy I got through.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yes.
No more sugarcoating this, eh?
Right.
You know Lucian. Lucian have a bad habit. She said the guy was good when he pick her up and they drove to the party. There are some lotions you cannot bring out with you. You see when they go to a funeral or a birthday party, unless the drink go finish by the bar, they not leaving. They had to drag the guy out. So the guy must see every minute by the bar. Yo, you made 2 shots there. The guy must be abused at the girl party. Enough when you're so drunk. One elbow push and you fall down. A cotton bud. One little elbow push, and the guy fall down. But yes, imagine the guy must fall down and his 2 legs up in the air. And but yes, my guy, what tell my son?
Yes, but I agree.
You cannot bring some people out with you. And I go out with people already, and I see at a funeral the people buy the bag every minute. They even fall in their bag with drinks. Lucian have a bad habit when you see they go to people party and run for free. They're abusing it unless the... Maybe they, if you see the guy, didn't, her friends didn't take the guy out, he probably would have stayed there and drink until tomorrow morning and bought just to... I could only imagine the amount of things he was probably saying. You know when Lucian's drunk, the nonsense did I say what they drunk?
Boy, let me tell you.
He was ashamed. He probably was saying all type of dirty language, all type of dirty conversations. The boy, Latin man, time my sort him to come away. But just imagine things that guy must be saying. And you're telling me that you're going to give the guy a second chance. That's his true nature that come out there. Maybe he was waiting for that party to come. And don't ask if it's on a Friday where he has no money to spend. The guy was waiting for that. And when he goes there, he's still in room for free. Imagine, he must have 30 candles on the kit. They must be at Bounty, Chairman's, Black and White. That guy had an early Christmas. So me, that girl, just leave me why he's. Because if you see you take him out to another party, it's going to be worse. That's
what
I have to say.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Wow.
I'm glad that WhatsApp call worked, because that's a very interesting statement. And she is right. People do overdo when there is free alcohol. Even when at all-inclusive parties, there's no need to get so drunk. I don't understand. Good afternoon.
What if he had to drop, he had to drive to home with that girl. And he's drunk. What would have happened to the two of them? What happened to that car?
I don't think she would have gotten into the vehicle because she sounds like a responsible person. I don't think she would have gotten...
Some of us, you know, we're too much self-centered. It's all about us. You understand? Okay, it's all about us. You understand? The father and servant have something saying, yes, no, wait, when you want something. Okay? What you have to be showing off? What you are showing off? And people do not want to accept, I have a problem and I need help. Mm-hmm. They're always all right. Okay? And don't tell me when you have problems, you're going to drink and drink and drink. The little studio where you all are there, tomorrow morning the problem pile up, the studio is too small for the problem. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. Okay? Alcohol doesn't serve no kind of problem. No kind of problem. It is only bringing you down and down and down and down. I've seen too many of my friends die this year through alcohol. Okay? So the girl need to step out from that relationship. Bye-bye.
All right, cool.
Ronnie, I must see you, Uncle Rose, and I must see you. You're a really good soldier, brother.
Why is that?
In your conversation, you sound like... Oh. You don't give up on people. I really appreciate that.
Let me tell you, the reason why I don't give up on people, because I was imperfect.
Right.
Let me tell you. Christel White was my name. I mean, not to put my personal business out there. Christel White was my name. Like when I go by to the store and the security saw me, he was like, yeah, Christel. Because he knows a bottle of Crystal White. I honestly will tell you, I used to drink a bottle of Crystal White a day. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exaggerating. A literal day. Six bottles. Sundays I used to take a break. Six bottles every day. I mean, it just took... Not only did it take somebody to help me change, but it took myself to realize, listen, it's time for me to change. I can't...
Let me share something with you. Mm-hmm. I haven't drunk alcohol in 6 months because I'm trying something.
The whole nervous.
You. Mm-hmm. I'm a very shy person.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know that. I'm a very shy. Mm-hmm. Don't mind you see me on stage and all this. I'm a very shy person. And I get nervous. Like I'm nervous fast. Nervous. Ronnie, my hands will just.
Somebody said that's real Gemini. So
yeah. I'm a very nervous person. I'm a shy person. A lot of people will be like, "Wow, Liv, are you serious?" Yes. When you see me on that stage, I'm very very nervous. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But when I drink.
Next thing,
it's gone. So it actually works for me. So what I'm doing right now, I'm trying my best to stay away from it, so that time it doesn't turn into a habit. To see if I can do it, what I'm doing
without it,
and it's working.
It works. I mean, I used to work
6 months now.
One of my biggest clients I've ever worked with, as a graphic designer, also I worked with Wyclef Sound System, and Wyclef made sure that these guys, the number one rule. Do not consume alcohol or any form of drug before you go on.
Oh, God, you're on the platform. No. Yeah, I mean, I just had to share. I had to share this with in the whole conversation.
Yeah, but it's true.
Because I thought I wouldn't be able to do it without drinking something before I go on stage.
Exactly.
And it actually works. I actually still do my job. Execute without drinking. So I mean, I'm a nervous person.
It goes a lot of the conversations we have off air, Levi, it shows because we've starting to understand the power of the mind and speaking things into power and speaking things into life. And I keep on saying this. One of my favorite quotes from the Bible, something I don't even believe in, but something I just love the statement. The power is in the tongue. And listen, when you truly believe in yourself, there is no need for no obia. There's no need for no marijuana. There's no need for no alcohol. You see, when you truly believe and you're driven to get that goal, there's no need for nothing. Every day, every time I host a show, I'm nervous. If you look at under my armpits when I'm hosting a show, you'll see that sweating like joke because I'm nervous. But I will talk. I mean, you never know. But if you look at my armpits, my armpits will sell me on the angle.
Let me tell you what really sells me out on a plane. You should see me, Ronnie. I'm holding onto this chair.
Me?
I'm not. I mean, I don't really share that, but the conversation is about alcohol and nerves.
Yeah.
I can share that. But I can speak on that. I can really speak on
it. It looks like it's a Gemini thing to be extremely nervous. I don't know. Even before I host events, sometimes I honestly... Here's another a true conversation. Mm-hmm. Even before, when Iowa is not doing Letla, I get really nervous hosting it without Iowa. I'm not going to lie, because Letla, let me tell you, I just get a lot of luck if I say things that right. Like, oh, you know, you're not like Iowa. I get nervous when I host this show. Mm-hmm. But again, we just know that we know what we talk about.
And then sometimes you ask me, you'll have something there.
Yeah,
Ronnie would do that,
I
you know.
He would do. I'm not going to lie. But right. Again, I think we've been starting to mature and mm-hmm. realize that, yo, we are so capable of doing so many things. And I wish they taught us that in the school.
Mm-hmm.
They let us rely on so many things. They let us rely, trusting God, it will happen, all these things. But they never teach you self, the power of self. Understanding yourself. So if you right now are listening and you have a problem with alcohol, I want you to go in your fridge, take every single bottle and throw it. I want you to pour every single last drop down the drain. If it's expensive and you don't want to throw it, give it to somebody and tell them that's for your Christmas. But you shouldn't even encourage anybody else. But just get rid of it. If you have a problem with alcohol, get rid of every single bottle right now. And just focus on developing yourself as a person. Find your happy place. Find something that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Find groups that you can go online. Play sports. But we need to start working on this alcohol problem in this country. And I mean, that goes just all around.
But Ronnie, I had to replace it with something.
What are you replacing
it? I had to replace it with something.
What's that?
Juice. Cranberry juice.
Cranberry juice? You must be pee now.
Because you know you always have this temptation. I mean, I'm trying it. You're on the platform about this whole Gemini thing. Right? Activates the next Gemini. The twin.
But that is true. It does activate the next Gemini.
Because you know Gemini is supposed to be like a twin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the twin, but that's the next one.
I I kinda like see like where he's going with this whole, you know, his nerves and the consumption. I just believe the consumption is really got out of hand, Ronnie. In the Letla,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't drive. He couldn't drive. His friends had to drop his car by his home, and then here is a point, Ronnie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we missed on this one. It goes the following day. He came to my house and he said he couldn't remember anything.
Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever drank and you never remember anything? I don't ever. I just wanted to say, I don't ever remember getting to that point. But honestly, in all my I've never drank to the part where I've not remembered anything.
I'm gonna make this statement. I believe she asked, can anything good come out of this relationship with this guy? Do you think he's really sorry? I believe he is.
I
believe he is sorry. And what I believe should happen, that is my opinion. Remember, my opinion in caps.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I believe she should probably stick by him and try to help him, sort of. But in terms of the relationship, give it some time to get to the relationship part. You understand? So just be more of a friend, sort of, you know, that kind of. And then probably if she sees some changes along the way. And I mean, you can't really just give up on people. Just
I don't really give up on people. Let me tell you, I'll give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 chances. And when I fell up with you, that's it. I just drop in you just.
Yeah, so I believe the relationship part, she should probably just take a little calm and probably still meet with him, converse, mm-hmm, have a little conversation. Probably they could probably head out, be friends, you know. That's just my opinion on what, you know.
I agree. And be a friend,
you know. That's just my opinion.
And especially if you when you're developing your friendship and you realize this guy has a problem,
mm-hmm,
help him,
yeah.
But don't, if you realize you're wasting your time, sister, hey, know when to pull out.
Funny. She might be the only person who can.
Exactly.
And there are other people in his life who's like, okay, yeah, drunkard. We have no time for him. And she could be that person to make that change.
And there are some toxic, to assist him, and there's some toxic people that we have in our lives that still encourage us to drink. They don't tell us nothing. They like, oh, I like the fun. I like when you drink. The sex is relit. Oh, yes, I like it. These toxic people, you need to get rid of them, man.
So that's just,
tell you, 2020 is a new thinking.
You said that right now. Oh yeah, we done, Ronnie. We done. So I guess you're gonna be giving your.
No, we have
We have how much?
We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes. So I guess you're gonna be sharing what you had something to say concerning You say after?
Yeah, I said by time the letter is finished, okay, I would make... And I've made up my decision.
Right.
And, which aligns with exactly what you're saying.
Right.
Give him a chance.
Yeah.
And people are too quick to rush into relationship. Mm. Sinking ship, that is. What you all need to do is build a bond as friends.
Which makes it easier.
Being friends.
Right.
Be straight. And fellas, don't lie to the ladies. If you know... My girl, yeah, I want you to be my wife, but I want you to get a little something on the side. Tell a woman straight up, don't hide. Just don't, let me tell you, honesty is honestly the best policy. Let me tell you, be straight up and set clear guidelines. This is what I'm going to accept. This is what I'm not going to accept. And let me tell you, and communication, let me tell you, once there's perfect communication, let me tell you, I'm glad there is bad communication in society because we get to do letla every Wednesday. Because if there's good communication, we'll have no letlas.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, yeah, do a little.
And then we could make things better by callers giving their opinions and you know that kind of.
But communication is, let me tell you, communication is the key. And again, I want to stress, Levi, especially for the Christmas season. The Christmas season is all about indulgence.
Yes.
Oh, indulgence. My soul, we got it good. Yes. Let me see. We have so many diseases and so many issues in our society caused because of the heavy consumption of alcohol. There's nothing wrong with drinking a little one, two thing.
I mean, right.
For me, y'all know I love my cognac and I love my 8 drums. Right. But I like to just sip on it a little one, two, everything, you know?
Now, me, you say that. That doesn't mean that probably I may just have a drink. Eh?
Yeah.
But at least I know to myself that I can do without it.
And let
and
me
I'm proof, and I and you understand.
And even guys sometimes they say, you know, I have to drink a Guinness before I find the performance.
Really? Well, anyway. Come on.
Tell
your man your mind.
How are the magnums okay?
My God. Ronnie, you're a kiss. Anyway. Folks. Ronnie's a kiss. I don't know what I'm gonna do, Ronnie.
Sorry.
You.
Oh my God.
But I believe she should still remain friends with him, but at least give the whole relationship part. Give it some time. Give it some time and assist him in what do you call rehabilitation?
His rehabilitation. I like some, that. You know, that's the word, Levi. His rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you have money, because you sound like you're rich, take him to rehab. Trying to make me go to rehab.
That's it. Just a kiss.
Hey, thank you so much. The letter took a very interesting twist this afternoon. I mean, we went a different...
You know what's amazing? We've been getting messages from the time I spoke about, you know, me and the whole trying to stop.
Yeah,
and I've been getting messages right here on my phone. People are like, Levi, are you serious? You nervous? You don't look that way. I am. I'm a shy person.
Levi, I swear to you.
Ronnie, check this.
Yeah, you yak.
My hands. Ronnie could tell you. Right, I'm talking. I'm speaking to you right now, and it's like my hands are sweating. It's sweating.
People don't. A lot of people think, oh, y'all only have 4 hours a day.
I'm shy. Yeah, y'all know now.
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you. When we in front of that stage there, you know the only person I've seen who's been super confident is Maureen. She just laughed at me.
She's nervous too.
But she just laughed at me because I'd be more nervous than her. When we behind stage, let me tell you. When we behind stage, Maureen, especially my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, my wife is my biggest critic. If I go outside and I do poppy show, boy, you swear. Oi, what nonsense you doing? Yeah, bye.
Hear this. 70%, 70-80% of artists would have to drink something else, soak something to go on that stage.
Yeah,
they're very nervous people.
Yeah, we're very nervous.
They always have to get something to drive them. To go on that, to break that news.
You know what I focus on now?
Yeah.
This the pay. Because you know, sometimes the pay you get in there, some people hold paycheck for 2 weeks. So you know, that's all we focusing on. The money! Hey, good afternoon. Let's go over to the WhatsApp platform. This one says, first date and made drunk. My girl, run, leave him alone. This one says, just be yourself. It's simple like that. This one says, read the letter again, which we did. This one says, simple. He's an alcoholic. He needs help and shouldn't give him a second chance.
God. Oh, God.
Hey.
Yo, come on.
Let me tell you.
Like, no.
Whoever messaged that, if we are giving... A prize for the best WhatsApp question this afternoon, it will be this. The person asks, So me say, what happened to the cake after that?
Oh, come on.
Hey, y'all. Hey, somebody asked to read the letter. Team RCI.
Hey, oh. Ronnie, I know.
I'm nervous. All right.
All right.
Based on the factors of the letla, which if he smoked and added alcohol to calm him down, let's take it into factor again. The person having the party had only hard end liquor and he was greedy to drink. Mm-hmm. Some people don't sip their liquor, they swallow, which is true. Mentioned by one of the members of Team RCI, what if she experienced something that brought back memories? That's what I was talking about.
Yes. Yeah.
There is a no-no, and moving forward, if she gives him another chance, it'll only get worse. She also asked him not to call the friend and he totally disregarded her wishes and still did. That's my way or the highway kind of a behavior. That's a very interesting point that we did not even think of. I specifically told you, oh man. Yeah, that is so true. Who's that? Dove too funny? It looks so. Good afternoon. As someone who grew up with an alcoholic parent, this relationship is over before it starts. That is so true. Yes, that's us Geminis. Big up all the Geminis locked out, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, Geminis to the world, boy. Somebody says, when you drink, the next Gemini coming out. Somebody says, I'm going to stop drinking after Christmas. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Troopstan, if he is drunk on the first date, what does she expect later? No discipline. Let him go. Come good to go. Don't want no project. Ah. And they said, Levi, you should smoke a joint.
That's brutal, you know.
This one says, no alcohol, nah, give up, no relationship there, so why stay? Girl, leave me alone, no friend thing. All right. The guy is an alcoholic and he should seek help. He may be a great guy, but the fact that he can't remember what transpired is a no.
That is sad, eh?
Yeah. Sad. This one says, I'd say give him another chance. It's okay to forgive what he did. If he did feel so bad, he offered to apologize. He did reach out to the friend. But I was agreeing. I'm agreeing with a previous WhatsApper who said, like, listen, she specifically said, don't message a friend, and you still did. So, and as much as you were sorry, I agree with that WhatsApper. Alcohol is a very serious and dangerous if it's not controlled properly. I'm always nervous at interviews or going public speaking. What works for me is a paper in my finger. It helps me keep my nerves and keep me alert. That's true.
Interesting.
You know what I used to do also, right, Levi? And I haven't done it in a while. I used to put a rubber band on my
likewise.
And I used to pinch it.
At school, I use a stress ball or probably Play-Doh.
Oh, okay.
Play-Doh.
No, but you see, I like the rubber bands.
But
it helps me.
You can see, right? This.
Yeah. Okay. I get you.
Yeah, my fingernails.
This says, however, if you notice there's an issue when he consumes alcohol, how about you speak to him and try to help him out? Maybe he's going through a phase which caused him to act so, which is true.
Yeah, we
but in my opinion, he could have waited to show that side of him. But on the other hand, it's better to see someone's true self beforehand. Now that you know, if you want to draw your lines, set your limits, it's fine, sister, but help a friend, you save a friend. I like that.
Yeah.
Somebody says, this is the best letla ever. He needs that friend to help him get to the next level. I love the twist to the letla today. Full 100. Levi, you're perfect. Ronnie. Wait. This is the best. Ronnie. Ronnie, well, you always 10.
Yeah. I love it.
Yes. Gemini people will give you chances. Gemini people will give you chances until they drop you like a hot potato.
Oh, come on. Who's doing us that day?
Boy, so many people, boy. That is so true. We are like that, huh?
Yeah.
She needs to pray for him. He needs help. Levi, only who really know you from way back know you that you're very shy. So they know you from way back. This one says, read the letter again, please. This one says, Levi and Ronnie, I'm proud of you both. It's amazing to face your fears when you know them. Thank you so much for that message. This one says, yes. They said, Levi, you not ready to die in the letter.
This is me.
This one says, it could have been a mistake or a habit. She should find out the answer to that question and make her decision from there. But as much as people say give things a chance, some things can mean life or death.
Yeah.
Tread carefully. Very, very, very true. Thank you so much. I'm very interested in hearing this particular person's opinion. Let's go. If it was just the case, it was just the chase, sorry. The guy was after the girl for the challenge. The moment the girl said yes, it was game over. Getting drunk at the party was the perfect opportunity to end it. He self-destruct. He apologizing is just reset for her to see him the way she saw him in the beginning. Now, he's on to the next one. He is now going after the birthday friend. Just watch.
What?
He's spitting on the cake is just to up the challenge for his next chase after the birthday friend. Remember, he did call her. How she get she number already? It's just the chase.
Hold on,
self-destruct.
Hold on.
Wow.
Hold on. Ronnie from top.
Wow.
Hold on. And I would never
think
of this.
Hey, trust me.
This is a twist.
You see the person that write that? I trust me a bit to think about that. Yeah, boy. You're on fire.
Where there is fire, there is smoke.
Whoa.
Ronnie from top. Give us that again.
This WhatsApp says, It was just the chase.
Okay.
The guy was after the girl for the challenge. The moment the girl said yes, it was game over. Getting drunk at the party was the perfect opportunity to end it.
What?
He self-destruct. He apologizing is just to reset for her to see him the way she saw him in the beginning. Now, he's on to the next one. He is now going after the birthday friend. Just watch. He's spitting on the cake is just to top up the challenge for his next chase. After the birthday friend, sorry. Remember, he did call her. How he get she number already? It's just the chase, then self-destruct. Wow. Boy, that hit me. Boy, that hit me in my belly.
What? Yeah.
That one hit me in my belly.
No,
boy, I should have read that last because boy, that hit me in my belly.
What is this?
Uppercut. Somebody said, but that's true. Gemini retrograde endless. Oh, retrograde endless. Okay. All right. And even when we finish with you, you ask for a hand, you're getting it. That is so true. We need to stop that, huh?
No, we can't. It's just in our nature. We're wired this way. I'm Ronnie here, and that's true. That's true.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
did you just say? That's wow. true. That's me.
Here's a very interesting.
Okay.
Can I ask for my sorrel now?
You can.
Is it inappropriate to ask for my sorrel?
It is. Yes, it is.
All right.
It is.
The WhatsApp I'm about to read, my sorrel. Anyway, he's not a drinker. If he gets drunk between 10 and 12, which is what I said for sure. So I would overlook, but his judgment, no chance.
Okay.
All right. I agree. I said that earlier on. If between 10 and 12 you're getting drunk, something wrong. Because between 10 and 12, how many drinks can you have? If you're sipping a cognac, you could probably have between 10 and 2. I would probably have 2 cognacs.
You from Antigua?
No, but
you
I'm
sound
just,
like a professional.
No, that I would I would literally have two. I would literally have 2 cognacs if I'm drinking 8 drums.
Ricardo is your brother.
No, I'm not a drinker. If I'm drinking, okay, between 10, I'll have 2 cognacs. If I'm drinking rum that particular day, I'll probably have 4 rums. If I'm drinking beers, I'll probably have 12. Yeah, but if I'm drinking Guinness, about 4. I know my limits.
Okay.
I know my limit. Let me tell you, I have that down to us.
What's that good to know about Gemini, man?
Oh, Lord, I hope your man is not a Gemini.
So, hold on. This whole thing turned into Gemini.
A whole Zodiac thing.
Yeah, whole Zodiac. Oh, come on.
Zodiac conversation. Anyway, guys.
But we are very loving people. Okay?
Yeah,
very loving. And we forgive. And sometimes, even though we let you go or we move on and we see you in an... in a situation where you need help, we would still help you. And we wouldn't be like, nah, you do me this, we do me that, I won't help you. We'd still help you.
A good buddy of mine just messaged and said, I will drink a bottle of Hennessy by between 10 and 12. And I will be saying, Paddy, that's your job. I ain't calling your name. Paddy, that's your job. Paddy, that's your job, Paddy.
Wow.
Hey, don't forget the Christmas Countdown is on Radio Caribbean International. Mm-hmm. You can join us tomorrow. I will be doing some tomorrow. Yeah, right. Yeah, because I think we've done all our stuff for today. We did that very early, so thank you so much. And again, just before we close, I just want to let everybody know, based on the letla today, we want to remind everybody, drink responsibly. Know your limit, please and thanks. If you're not 21 and over, don't drink. I think it's 18 here in St. Lucia, 18 and up. Mm. But please, 21 and over, yeah, drink. And please drink responsibly. If you want to drink excessively, do it at your home where people can monitor you. If you have to do it, do not go out and have to drive and get on in public.
And drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water. Take time. Every two drinks you have, drink two bottles of water.
Isn't it said that alcohol dehydrates too?
Yeah, alcohol dehydrates you.
Right.
Yeah.
So you need to drink water.
May say we preaching. Seriously, we preach and we want to advise everyone to drink responsibly. We know our society is
but
if you have to drink, please drink responsibly and don't allow alcohol to dictate your mood, and you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we want to see. At least 2 minutes of seriousness. Thank you for joining us right here on Radio Caribbean International. The music, what kind of music you want to play, boy? You know what? We should be controversial and play Christmas.
You like.
Play rum drinking Christmas. After we just say all that about drinking responsibly.